Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, Bob, it's starting to get hot, but what do we see in the markets this week?
Morning, Casey. Markets started out pretty much, of course, our runs were probably half compared to the week before, but all that was due to the week before. We had 2 weeks and one since we was all closed down from Memorial Weekend. Markets are good, but we're seeing a little bit of back offish mainly. Everybody's kind of got plenty of cattle. There's still excellent demand for the very front end premium based cattle. The stockers still, I mean, don't get me wrong, we still got an excellent market, but we've backed off from where we were 3 weeks ago. I mean, like, where do you go with a big sucking calf right now? It's June, it's hot, humidity's high, health problems exist. And of course, people in the middle of harvest, or if they've already harvested, they're working ground. I mean, but in general, the feeder market's good. A fat market, I mean, a week ago, they sold fats from 85 to 91. Now, we backed off that now, but it's ebb and flow. Numbers are pretty much what they were a year ago. So, you know, it in general, agriculture or the cattle market's still in good shape. People still can sell a $1,200 to $1,500 calf and a $1,600 to $1,800 feeder steer. So what would be a matter with that?
Well, we've had storms, pretty bad storms. Have you heard from any of your folks that have had any storm damage throughout the area?
No, it's pretty much been, you know, west of us with some of them. I mean, now the deal that hit in Washington about a month ago or whatever, yeah, it got some customers and people, wind damage. But in general, mainly rainfall. And Casey, talking around, I mean, yesterday I talked to a lot of people. We've got grass. Everybody's in pretty good shape for grass. We've got average pond water, but we need some good runoff to fill the ponds back up. People are still, you know, kind of standoffish at that level. Replacement cows, we haven't seen a big increase in value on them. I mean, just the salvage value of them is extremely high. Every once in a while, 2 weeks ago at Apache, we had a real nice set of 4 to 6 year old cows that brought a premium compared to what the rest of the cattle, but they were exceptional and had just enough people that needed 5 to 15 head to fill up where they'd sold a lot of old cows last year. So we're not seeing that. Everybody wants to be talking about these $3,000 pairs and $3,500 bred heifers and all that. And I just don't see that in the market today yet. I'm not saying 6 to 10 months down the road we might see it, but it's not out there yet because everybody's just still trying to get back to starting point with grass and water.
Well, as we get into these triple digit hotter months, what does that mean for the feedlots?
Well, I mean, these cattle will start backing down. I mean, we went and made a feedlot tour last weekend, Justin and I did, and I mean, you know, those, you drive by a pen and the cattle are standing there with their tongues out, and I mean, it's like anything. I mean, all they want to do is try to cool off. So you're going to see performance back off a little bit. I think that the overall kill weights have been down. So, I mean, that's less tonnage. But, I mean, hot weather's just tough on cattle in general. And, you know, our people out back working at the auctions with us, I mean, it's the heat's tremendous on them and everybody just tries to get through it.
I was going to say, I mean, hot weather is tough on me, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, what do you expect to see over the next couple of weeks? I know you've been traveling around. So what are you kind of expecting?
Well, I mean, this week will be the last week. This coming week will be the last week. And everybody be pretty much shut down over the 4th of July and celebrating, which we should, our independence. And we've always shut down in Apache and Oklahoma City will be shut down. So, I mean, we'll have a dead week after this week. And things will just kind of come to a halt, slow down and people celebrate. Of course, you know, it's a good meat month. I mean, they're going to grill hamburgers, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully you'll have a good fun 4th of July. How do folks get in touch with you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, and myself. Ask us questions. We'll answer anything. You know, look at your market report, but call us. We know what your cattle look like, and we can help you give you a true value on your cattle.
Absolutely.